On the other hand, through the immense creativity of the conscious part of our mind, we have developed ways to impact this unconscious part of us. The secret involves knowing how to communicate with this unconscious part of your mind, and the tools you'll learn today will provide you with a number of ways of doing this.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard it described quite that way. So we really have three brains, and we're trying to figure out how to use our conscious mind, the neocortex, so to speak, to really influence the larger parts, which are very unconscious and
right.
and programmed in childhood or programmed by our genetics as a reptile.
Right. And so, and the limbic system. So like if a cat at some point jumps on a hot stove, burns its feet and jumps off the stove, its limbic system remembers that and it never goes near another stove, even if the stove is off, because it's not capable of saying, oh, the stove is not turned on, I won't burn myself. In a similar way, we as human beings go through life having emotional reactions to things that are going on around us that we learned early in our childhood or during traumatic experiences in our adulthood. The reactions aren't the ones that we want now, even though they seem to make sense to the limbic system back when we learned them.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we go through the different methods we talk about today having to do with the body, your job as listeners is to figure out which of these methods or ideas give you the most bang for your buck, meaning we understand that you have limited time and energy. So we're throwing out a lot of different ideas and a lot of different methods. And we want you to discover or explore for yourself what is kind of the weakest link in your chain. By that I mean, you know, if you have a chain that is incredibly strong except for one link, well, the chain is going to break at that link. In the same way, some people, their thoughts get out of control, so it's good for them to focus on the ways we talked about in our last session of having your thoughts be less bothersome to you or having them be more neutralized. For other people, it's their emotions that are completely out of control. And we talked about negativity interrupters as a way of having a lot of bang for your buck, meaning if you use one of the methods like the capewalk or something like that, it may immediately have an impact not just on your emotions, but on your thoughts and on your body, since they all are ultimately connected. And the same with some of the methods we talk about today, whether they be supplements or drugs or sleep or other ways of affecting the body,